AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is back in Washington after the Summit of the Americas, in which he met for about an hour with Cuba's President Raul Castro. Obama telling reporters after the meeting in Panama,
"We are able to speak honestly about our differences and our concerns in ways that I think offer the possibility of moving the relationship between our two countries in a different and better direction."
Obama also spent time criticizing members of the Senate who've been critical of the framework agreement with Iran.
"We're seeing this again and again. We saw it with the letter by the 47 senators who communicate directly to the supreme leader of Iran, the person that they say can't be trusted at all, warning him not to trust the United States government."
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to debate and begin voting on Tuesday on amendments to a bill that would allow Obama to unilaterally lift or ease any presidential sanctions imposed on Iran, but he would be prohibited for 60 days from suspending, waiving, or otherwise easing any congressional sanctions. A crowd of some 650 people inside and outside a church in Somerville, South Carolina, attend the funeral for Walter Scott, a black motorist shot and killed by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina. Attorney Chris Stewart represents Scott's family.
"The epidemic of powerless people being taken advantage of, no matter what color, no matter what gender, no matter what belief system you have, needs to stop."
Residents of a small northern Illinois town got a chance to see the tornado damage firsthand yesterday. Adam Davis says the home where he grew up is gone.
"Just everything I've ever come to know is either... I mean, it's everywhere. It's out in the fields. I mean, it's everywhere."
Strongest of the eight tornadoes on Thursday hit tiny Fairdale, where two people were killed and 22 others were hurt. This is AP Radio News. Sometime later today, Hillary Rodham Clinton will post an online video announcing she is running for president. Before leaving Panama, President Obama had high praise for Clinton.
"She was an outstanding Secretary of State. She is my friend. I think she would be an excellent president."
Jordan Spieth is one round away from closing out what has been a record-setting Masters tournament.
The 21-year-old shot a 270 for a four-shot lead on the way to what could be his first major title. His 16-under total sets a 54-hole scoring record by one shot, but his first double bogey of the tournament on 17 made the lead less than it could have been. 18-under is the record for four rounds at the Masters. Spieth also had three bogeys after having just one in the first two rounds, but only lost one shot off of his 36-hole lead. Giving chase's Justin Rose, who's 67, moved him into second place. Three-time champ Bill Mickelson also shot 67. He's five behind. Jim Militello, Augusta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.